The Vain Little Mouse. Once upon a time, there was a little mouse. The little mouse was very proud of her appearance, and she liked to keep herself neat and tidy. She was also house proud, and would keep her house spick and span. One day, as she was busy sweeping the floor, she saw a coin. "What shall I buy with this coin?" she asked herself. Finally, she decided that she would go into town and buy a pretty red ribbon. "That will look lovely on the end of my tail," she thought. So off went the little mouse to the shop and bought herself a length of fine red ribbon. She tied it to the end of her tail and admired herself. She looked very beautiful. It wasn't long before a dog passed by and admired the mouse. "Little mouse, little mouse, you do look pretty," he said. "Will you marry me?" "What will you do at night?" asked the little mouse. "I will bark like this," said the dog, and he began to bark loudly. The little mouse covered her ears. "Oh no," she said, "I would be frightened." A little later, a donkey came passing by. He stopped when he saw the mouse with her beautiful red bow. Little mouse, you do look pretty," he said. "Will you marry me?" "What will you do at night?" asked the little mouse. "I will bray like this," answered the donkey, and he brayed noisily. "Oh no," said the little mouse, "I would be frightened." Then a cat appeared, charming and polite. "Little mouse, little mouse," he began, "you do look pretty. Will you marry me?" "What will you do at night?" asked the little mouse. "I will sing," said the cat, and he sang a beautiful song. "Oh yes," thought the little mouse, impressed with the cat's soft voice. "I should marry the cat." So the little mouse and the cat got married. They had a grand celebration, attended by all of their friends and neighbours. But at the end of the evening, when all of the guests had gone home, and it was just the little mouse and the cat left, the cat gave the little mouse a kiss so big that he gobbled her up, leaving just the pretty red bow behind.